Chaim Maharan, paragraph 403 in this edition of Chaim Maharan. Rabbi Nassal said, my Rosh Hashanah is above everything else in importance. And it's incredible to me that if there are people who are close to me and they believe me, how could it be that some of those people don't make every effort possible to be with me for Rosh Hashanah? And he used the terms Ish Lo Yeda. No one is exempt from this because my whole focus is only Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Nassal said, I want this to be publicized, that anyone who listens to me and is close to me should be with me for Rosh Hashanah. No one should be missing. And a person who is with me for Rosh Hashanah should be very, very happy. And he quoted a pasuk in the Navi Nehemiah chapter 8. This pasuk speaks about Rosh Hashanah during that time of the prophets. And it says, Ichlu madanim ushesu mamtakim, eat delicious foods, drink delicious drinks, ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uzchem, because celebrating and being joyful with Hashem, that is your strength, that is your power. And that pasuk is written about Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Nassal said, any person spending Rosh Hashanah with me has major reason to rejoice. We'll go a number of paragraphs and then we'll pause for questions. Paragraph 404. One of Rabbi Nassal's students said to him that he really prefers to be by Rabbi Nassal Shabbos Shuvah, the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and not to be there for Rosh Hashanah. Because he said on Rosh Hashanah he knows that he doesn't really have a proper place to stand in the shul, and in addition, he won't necessarily have the right kind of lodgings, a place to stay that's really good for him, and the proper food. And because of this, he knows that it's going to disturb his davening. He's not going to be able to really daven with the kind of concentration that he would want to. Therefore, he really prefers not to be there for Rosh Hashanah, but rather to be there at a different time. For example, the Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah. And this is when Rabbi Nassal made this famous statement, whether you eat or don't eat, whether you sleep or don't sleep, whether you pray or you don't pray, meaning whether you'll be able to pray with the kind of kavana that you want to have, concentration that you want to have, or you won't be able to, be by me for Rosh Hashanah, regardless. And Yiddish, Rabbi Nassal said, yo essen, nit essen, yo schlafen, nit schlafen, yo davenen, nit davenen, abidu soll sein bei mir of Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Nachman Shirin, who compile the Chaim Maharan, writes that the truth is the Satan tries to convince a person that there are such crowds, you're not going to be able to concentrate, you're not going to have proper lodging. But in most cases, people who do come are able to daven better there. They're able to experience a higher form of tefillah on Erev Rosh Hashanah and the days of Rosh Hashanah than they could experience in any other shul, any other place. Paragraph 405, Rabbi Nassal said, my Rosh Hashanah is something unusual. It's a tremendous chiddush. It's something unique and new. And Hashem knows that this is not something that I inherited from my forefathers, from the Baal Shem Tov or anybody else, but rather Hashem has given me this as a gift that I really understand what Rosh Hashanah is. And Rabbi Nassal went on to say, not only you, my students, the ones that are close to me, are dependent on my Rosh Hashanah, but the entire world is dependent on my Rosh Hashanah, meaning my prayers and everything that I and the people that are with me are going to be doing on Rosh Hashanah. The next paragraph, 406, Tavav, this takes place the final Rosh Hashanah of Rabbi Nassal's life. Rabbi Nassal was very, very sick. This was after almost 3 years of suffering with tuberculosis. And Rabbi Nassal knew that his time was very, very limited. Rabbi Nassal says, we were standing near him at the time that people were giving him the kvitlach and the money for pidyon. In general, when a person goes to a tzaddik and asks the tzaddik to be mispala for him, usually the person writes down their name and the mother's name, names of people that are very close to them, that they're asking the tzaddik to pray on their behalf. And they give tzedakah together with it. They give money to the tzaddik because number one, the tzaddik himself needs to live also. And the tzaddik very often has a yeshiva or a shul or different things that he supports or people that look to him for financial assistance. So the people would give this pidyon, this money, together with submitting their names and any special requests. And Rabbeinu Sal then asked, what happened to this person who hasn't come for Rosh Hashanah? And Rav Naftali Zal, who was one of Rabbeinu Zal's closest students, tried to explain and try to defend the person, saying that this person had extenuating circumstances why he couldn't come. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that Rabbeinu Zal did not accept what he said. And Rabbeinu Zal expressed the fact that this was a big mistake. It was a big mistake that this person wasn't there. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that based on what Rabbeinu Zal said at the time, it became very clear to us several things. Number one, the incredible obligation of one who considers himself a student of Rabbeinu Zal to be with him for Rosh Hashanah. Even though we had heard it before and we knew about it, but the way he stressed it that last time, and from all the movements that he made, the body language, we understood it much, much more. And Rav Nosson Zal says there's no way to describe in writing how serious this was. In addition, we also realized how much he wants us to be there in Uman for Rosh Hashanah after his passing away, and that there's nothing greater than this. And in addition, we also learned how important it is for a person to be willing to overcome and break through the obstacles that a person has when they want to accomplish something important, especially when it comes to being there for Rosh Hashanah, where a person has to be prepared more than other items to be able to overcome the obstacles and be there for Rosh Hashanah, to the point where even if Rabbeinu Zal would tell a person and agree that the person should not be there for Rosh Hashanah, the person is not supposed to look at that. And not only that, Rav Nosson Zal said a person has to be careful not to ask about this, because if a person asks a tzaddik whether they should do something that requires extra effort, that requires mesiras nefesh, it requires a person experiencing some self-sacrifice for it, the tzaddik has to say, don't do it. Even though the tzaddik really, really would want the person to overcome the obstacles and to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. And Rav Nosson Zal adds here in parentheses that this applies for generations. And now one short point that's added, a closing point. Rabbeinu Zal said that on Rosh Hashanah, people can receive tikkunim that tzaddik can do for them, can accomplish things on their behalf, which are impossible to be done any other time throughout the entire year. Even though he himself would not be able to help these people, to repair these people throughout the year, but on Rosh Hashanah, it's possible. And he said, again, there are tikkunim that he accomplishes on Rosh Hashanah that cannot be done any other time. Now, the fact that there are people who can't come or won't come, this is where a person has an opportunity to do whatever they can to be connected, to be attached. Whether it's a person trying to attend a Breslov Minyan in their area, if there is such a thing, or a person trying to support, to participate in whatever way they can in helping Rabbeinu Zal's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's helping others who can go, who want to go, or whether it's contributing in whatever ways a person can. We know there's the tefillah, the custom in Breslov of saying Hareini Mekasher before a person davens, before a person does a major mitzvah, to say, I hereby am attaching myself to all of the tzaddikim that are alive today and to all the tzaddikim that have passed away, and especially to my rabbi, if a person feels that special connection to Rabbeinu Zal, to be able to say that tefillah every day, but especially on Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, for a person to keep in mind that this is the most important time in the year when I need to be connected to the tzaddik. On our website, breslovtorah.com, there is a place where a person could submit their name and a particular request. And in Yitz Hashem, I hope to be a messenger for the people that want to do that. We want to wish everybody that the year should close on a good note, and that the new year, the Rosh Hashanah, everyone should have a ksiva achsima toiva. All of us should be written into the book of life, life meaning a good life, what the Torah defines as a good life, a happy life, a fulfilling life. We should be zeche to renew our connection to Hashem, to the tzaddikim, to the Torah, and get to see the final geula shlema. B'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.